Hello, this is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. European leaders at the G7 summit in Canada are insisting on a commitment to a rules-based trade framework in a closing communique. Officials say President Trump, who has already left the meeting, opposed the text, but his objections are likely to be overruled. The French President, Emmanuel Macron, said the statement would be a first step and did not resolve all the differences sparked by Washington's imposition of new tariffs on steel and aluminium. The German Chancellor, Angela Merkel, said there was agreement on the type of trade framework needed.
For us, it was important that we have a commitment to a rules-based trade order, that we continue to act against protectionism, and that we reform the World Trade Organization. We must work to reduce tariffs and subsidies and remove other trade barriers. These are jointly shared principles.
Despite the tensions, Mr. Trump insisted the summit had been a success. Mr. Trump is now heading for Singapore, where he'll meet the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un on Tuesday. He said it would be a one-time chance for a peace deal, and he'd know soon if the talks would be a success.
You know, the way they say that you know if you're going to like somebody in the first 5 seconds? You ever hear that one? Well, I think that very quickly I'll know whether or not something good is going to happen.
North Korea has rejected the idea of giving up its arsenal unilaterally. It defends its nuclear and missile programs as a deterrent. Tens of thousands of Romanians have been taking part in a protest against the country's anti-corruption agency. The rally has been organised by the government, which is trying to force President Klaus Iohannis to sack the head of the agency. The government believes it's prosecuting too many officials and politicians. The agency's supporters say its successes have improved Romania's international standing. Nick Thorpe has the details.
This rally was the government's answer to the last 2 years of street protests against it. Special buses and trains brought supporters from all over Romania. Many wore white T-shirts at the organisers' request. Bucharest Mayor Gabriela Firea told the crowd that they were there to fight for freedom and dignity. The rally was called to increase the pressure on President Klaus Iohannis to obey a constitutional court order to fire the head of the anti-corruption agency.
World News from the BBC.